So one of the things that seemed to be important to you when we were speaking earlier was that you felt that you were so tied to your business that you weren't giving enough time to your family, your family's growing, and you want to spend more weekends at home, more weekends being present
Right.
for your family without those thoughts of, shit, there's so much work to do.
Yeah.
Always
Or I'm
on
gone. Just, I'm
and you're
gone.
gone,
Yeah.
physically gone.
Yeah.
So I think that the trap that we fall into when we become photographers is that we believe we have to do everything. And what we seem to do is create work and create busyness, and we become, what we've really done is created a job for ourselves. But very few of us have really become business owners. So rather than you being a worker, you need to start to think of yourself as a leader, somebody that is there to empower people. And I know this is going to be scary, so brace yourself for this.
Ready.
Braced.
To be better than you.
Oh, nice.
Because if you only hire people like you, then they also can come with your faults.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So what we tend to do is hire people like us, but people like us have the same fears. The same fears about money, the same fears about talking to people, to get on the phone, to do all those sort of things. What we have to do is hire in the talent that we don't have. So there's got to be things that you could outsource.
Very
And you've got to
exciting.
look at, and the other thing you need to do is look at, where is a person's value? So when you think about Jen, where is her value? What's her strengths?
Like connecting with the people and taking the picture with the camera in hands and not sitting behind a computer screen.
So she may be good at retouching and sitting behind a computer screen and editing, but if you're saying to me her true value is the way that she connects to people, and you know, if she does get in front of somebody, is she really good at connecting and does she convert bookings?
Oh, for sure.
Because that's where the money is.
100%. That's where she's more valuable. 100%.
So, can we make a decision now that that part of her job where she's sitting behind a screen, where she's not being valuable? I mean, there's value in doing it, but we can outsource that quite easily, right?
So the fear that I've always had is that that's how I supplement part of her income. Like that's how her income is determined, is like how much editing she's doing. So by outsourcing it, the money that I was paying for her to
You're
do
scared
it
to lose that money.
is going somewhere else. So she wants to make more money. So I didn't want to take that away. So you were sacrificing your time and everything to do edit for us so that you could make that money to justify like your salary. And
But you're thinking of ways that to justify and keep her busy,
and this is all busy.
rather than maximizing what she's really good at, which is converting bookings. So if she spent her time converting bookings and connecting with clients, given what I've just said to you, per wedding, if you were to really connect with these people, how much money do you think you're leaving on the table?
Boatloads.
So much money on the table.
And then it's not
So
an issue
much.
because now if we're outsourcing, we can afford it because it's just pocket change to get just that
Yeah.
busy work out of the way because
So
I'm
even
bringing
if all
in.
she did was inspire somebody to every single person to do an engagement session, we said the engagement session's worth about $3,500. Could you hire someone to do that editing for less than $3,500 per wedding?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because that's what it's costing you.
Yeah.
Right now, it's costing you $3,500 for her not to have the time to talk to these people and genuinely believe she can fulfill a forever session experience for someone. That's what it's costing you. Then the flow-on effect is the add-on sales for the album, which you're getting none because you're not selling albums.
Right.
The people that do this in the membership are finding that people are spending between $7,000 and $15,000. So that's also a cost to you. So whatever you think you're paying her to keep her busy and you don't want to lose that, it's costing you that much money. So the average wedding takes about 60 hours from WorldToGo. By the time you respond to the emails, you do the interviews and the numbers that you need to do to convert those. So really, every time you sign up for a wedding, you've just kissed 60 hours away.
Right.
So basically what you've done is you've plowed a field by hand, painstakingly. You've gone ahead and you've sown every seed in that field. You spend time nurturing it and watering it, and you wait for the crop to grow. And this is what you've got now, crops that are growing.
Yep.
But because now we've grown the crop, what you're currently doing now is finding another field that you're now plowing, replanting, putting new seeds in. Meanwhile, that crop is rotting because you haven't stopped plowing to take the time to harvest what you've already built. You're hoping that a gust of wind comes up behind you and blows some of the grain away and blows them in your direction. So rather than looking for the next field, how about we harvest the crop first?
Absolutely. Right.
This is the essential place for you to go to help you strategize your next move to guarantee success. The Platinum membership is filled with multiple courses that cover every facet that you'll ever need for your business. The community itself is such a resource, being able to share your journey with people that are also going through the same journey as you is essential to your success. We pull from our community what they need the most so we can build courses that are relevant to you. You can share even the smallest of successes as well as your failures, because your failures are stepping stones to success. Platinum membership will be one of the best decisions you've ever made in your business. We've built that for you.